We turn now to an image on the campaign trail. It's an image that's become not only an icon of a campaign, but also a bit of a hot art commodity. I'm talking about a red, white, and blue image of Barack Obama. It kind of looks like those old school propaganda posters. Madeline, have you seen these things?
I have seen those. I've seen them in my neighborhood in Silver Lake in Los Angeles, and they look kind of like linoleum cuts or wood cuts.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they are. And I saw them here in LA too, and I thought it was a local thing until I saw them when I was reporting in Texas. And then I saw a photo of one on the front page of the New York Times. And then I found out that these posters are being sold on eBay for over $1,500.
No.
I can't believe it either. Now, here's the interesting thing. You'd think something like this was generated by some high-powered DC branding firm, but it's actually from a Los Angeles street artist named Shepard Fairey.
The first time I remember seeing Barack Obama was at the 2004 Democratic Convention. I thought, wow, there's actually somebody that is saying what I want to hear.
Fairey broke out on the art scene in the late 80s with stickers featuring wrestling legend Andre the Giant. He plastered them in unexpected and often illegal places.
That's been my style always. Is if I'm into something, I don't get permission. I just do it. Can I call
I recently
him?
Caught up with Shepard Fairey at a studio just down the road from Dodger Stadium. Lining the walls were images he's created for movie campaigns, famous musicians, even video games. When Senator Obama announced he was running for president, Fairey says he knew he wanted to do artwork for him, too, but he wasn't sure how the campaign would feel about it.
I have a history of having been arrested for doing illegal street art, and so I thought, maybe he wouldn't want the Farrakhan endorsement. He wouldn't want the Shepard Fairey endorsement.
At first, he says he got no response from Obama's campaign.
And then a week and a half before Super Tuesday, I finally got a call from a friend who did some PR stuff for him. And he said, okay, they said, yeah, they want you to do a poster.
He printed up posters and plastered them in his typical guerrilla art style throughout L.A. He also offered a digital version to download for free on his website.
The part that I didn't expect was that once it was posted online, what it would achieve virally.
People started using the image in their email signatures. They printed it out and posted it in the windows of their homes. Shepard Fairey also put several hundred signed posters up for sale at his website for $45 a piece. Within minutes, they all sold out. That money didn't go to the Obama campaign. Fairey says he knew there's a legal limit to what he could donate as an individual, but he adds there are no rules saying he couldn't use the money to make and distribute more Obama art.
I have made 60,000 of the posters. I made 2,000 t-shirts, 100,000 stickers, did a billboard that we put on our building, a 16 by 30 foot billboard. And I also used the revenue from the t-shirts to buy bus stop ads in Philadelphia.
The image has become a collector's item. The Obama campaign took note of its marketing potential and eventually asked Fairey to make official posters that now retail on their website for $70. And then, says Shepard Fairey, came something he truly didn't expect.
Dear Shepard, I would like to thank you for using your talent in support of my campaign.
He shows me a brief typed letter he recently received at home.
Your images have a profound effect on people, whether seen in a gallery or on a stop sign. I'm privileged to be part of your artwork and proud to have your support.
The bottom is signed, Barack Obama.
With an actual signature with a pen. Could be like Warhol and his mom does his signature or his assistant or something, but I'd like to believe Rock wrote this and signed this. Makes me feel awesome. He's got my vote.
But Shepard Fairey is quick to note, even though he supports Senator Obama, he wants others to make informed decisions.
Go to his website and read about his policies and make up your own mind. Because I don't want to influence how people vote just because they think my artwork is cool. I want them to believe in the person they're voting for.
Artist Shepard Fairey talking about his latest poster campaign. To see it, go to our website, npr.org.